Blog Talk Radio.
God has brought us to a place where we can just give him the praise and give him the glory. One thing I would say, KESK Radio Station is a Bible-filled fulfillment. And the acronyms are Knowing Acquired Scripture Knowledge. Knowing Acquired Scripture Knowledge. In that so much, we take God at his word. But God has been so good to us, and he brought us to a place where he will take us. All we have to do is trust and believe in him. And tonight we have a young lady that God is blessed to be with us. Her name is Dr. She's a teacher. Valerie Harris. She's on the line with us right now. Amen. Valerie, are you there? Valerie. Hello? Hello, are you
there?
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here. You have to let me in.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh,
yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I can hear you too. Thank you, sir. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Hold on just one moment.
Take your time. Amen. To God be the glory.
Talk to me later. I'm sorry. That was my grandson coming in to ask me a question. I apologize for the interruption. Let's just start.
No, go right
Father, ahead. We just thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for this hour. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the word that you put in upon my heart for tonight. Lord God, I pray that there's something that might be said, Father, something that would encourage us on tonight as we come before your throne of grace. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Lead this line. Take control of my lips, Lord God, and move and walk through this room by your Spirit. Oh, Lord, I thank you for each and every person on this line. And I thank you for the message on tonight. Excited about it, Lord God. And I pray that I'm able to do it, this Father, in your namesake and for your glory. I give you the glory, honor, and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, I am so glad to be here on tonight, always humble before you and just grateful that God had called me to this place and allowed me the opportunity to break bread with you. One thing I'd like to say is God really, really wants us to win. It's his
Amen.
Desire that you would prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Our reading for tonight is coming from 1 Corinthians 9. 24 through 27, and it reads, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like as a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body, get my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself would not be disqualified for the prize." And this one, reading from James 1, 2 through 7, Many on the line may be familiar with that. We had this brief conversation on our prayer line earlier today, and it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. I'm going to pause right there and explain what perseverance is. Perseverance is being steadfast, unmovable, standing in the midst of opposition. So James says that perseverance must finish its work so that we may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. The scripture also says that if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. This man should not think that he should receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. We are in a race. Our life is a race, and it's a race of faith, believing and trusting God. So God gave me this title to this message, and it's called On Your Mark, Get Set,
Ready, Go.
Now, Pastor Gregory said that today when he was giving his message, and I wanted to call him and say, what are you doing in my message for tonight? And I hope and pray that he's listening. You know, when you think about a race and you see the men and women starting at the starting line, they're getting in position. So with this teaching on tonight, I began to dissect each word to get a clearer understanding of what God was talking about. So we're going to start with the word on. On indicates position. It indicates direction or location with respect to something, indicating a source of dependence. So what that means is when God says on, he's telling us to position ourselves, to get in position to run the race. Now, how do you position yourself? You position yourself by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That gets you in the race, in this kingdom race. You first have to believe that he is the Son of God, and he came and he died for your sins. So getting in the race is simple. Just accepting and believing that Christ is your Savior and Lord. Now you position yourself by getting the approval of the kingdom of God that he has offered to you through repentance. The gospel is simply this: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And repentance, and you are telling God, yes, Lord, I want to change. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. But mainly repentance is changing your mind, changing your direction, and giving your heart to God. So you're getting fixed and focused on God. You're exchanging your thoughts for God's thoughts. That means that I am no longer the nobody that somebody said I was, or the nobody that I thought I was. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am somebody. I am a son. I am a daughter of the Most High God. So I'm on. I'm set on. I'm ready to go. I'm positioned in myself to get in the race. Now, it relates to ownership and possession. That means that when you say your, you have entered into a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You are possessing the thing now. It becomes personal to you. You're not just in a race to be running a race. You're in a race positioning yourself to win. This is a new start in our lives because we're taking back control of a life that was out of control when we had no God in our life. But we have God because on set, we accepted him. We accepted everything that he said the kingdom of God has afforded us. That means the blessings are mine. The blessings are yours. All the promises of God belongs to us. Wealth and riches are in our house. No longer am I looking back. And now I'm beginning to set my sight on something above, something that is before me at the finish line. So we're at the word mark. Now, mark is actually the starting point, a position in a track event to plot your course. That means that now you have to know where you are going. So when they say on your mark, the runner has positioned himself, taking possession of himself, set his course, and now he's ready. He knows in his mind. He's conditioned his mind to say, I see the finish line. I know there's a finish line, and I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win this race. And he's already at the mark, still waiting. Now understand this, preparation before he even came there, before he even got to the mark, he had to study to show himself approved. He had to physically get fit in order to run a race. He had to mentally prepare himself. He had to put down his mind and take on the mind of Christ, who says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He's actually, at this point, encouraging himself, pumping himself up. He's not waiting for anybody else to do it. You know, when you go through anything that needs training, it requires some work on your part. You don't get physically fit by osmosis. You have to do some push-ups. You may have to do some sit-ups. You may have to go running. You may have to get some study in. You may have to eat right. But you've got to do the preparation. But you are in the race. And you're in it to win it. So I want to tell you what Christ did when he was in his race. When he was headed for the cross, the Bible says that he looked past the cross to see the joy. He looked to the finish line. I believe that when Christ's eyes was on the finish line, that he saw me and he saw you there at the finish line. He saw the world saved. And because he saw the prize at the end of his journey, he was able to tell his father, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the cross because I know that my purpose is going to be successful. Father God, I'm in it to win. Jesus saw the joy. We have to have the same attitude. We have to look at the joy that is set before us. It's not about where we've been. And it's not about where we are right now. It's about where, not about where we used to be. The old things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. We have to begin to focus on the prize and the joy that is set before us. Now, when we come to the get, that means to gain possession of, to seek out and obtain, to cause to move, to make ready, to prepare, to seize. That means I'm going to take this. Whatever it takes to me to get to my destination, that's what I'm willing to do. If it takes me having to study, if it takes me having to pray, if it takes me having to fast, if it takes me having to forgive, if it means I gotta love somebody that doesn't love me, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get to where I need to go. Amen. We're in a race. Not like the one the world has, but we're in a race that the Lord has said is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but it's given to those who will endure to the end. Remember that. Yet, okay, I'm a get. Yet I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We got that in our spirit, the mark. We're coming to get. Now, by the time we get to get, you know that you are not alone, and you know that you have a helper. You know that you have someone in your corner that provides everything you need, that strengthens you when you need it, that encourages you when you need it, who's going to help you make it to the finish line. There's also a cloud of witnesses that's rooting for you. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Your loved ones who have gone before us, the saints that have gone before us saying, go, you can do it. Can do it, you can do it. They're rooting us on. And in your mind, you are steadily pumping yourself up. Now remember the scripture I read to you earlier about the trials and the tribulations that work patience, that work perseverance. That scripture talked about working steadfastness in you when you're in preparation to know that you're going to go through some trials. You have to know that you are exercising some muscles that you may not have exercised in a while. So you're going to feel some pain. But perseverance is perfecting you. It's perfecting me. Perseverance is maturing us. It's making us that strong individual in God that we need to be. And then we're at set. Now, set is the condition of being set, determined, fixed by authority, intentional, premeditated. Now, when you get to set in your Christian race, Your mind is made up. You've passed some major hurdles in your life. And by the time you get to set, can't nobody turn you around. You're set. You're fixed. You're grounded. You're rooted. And you're ready. You've gotten to the point of set. And then turn your attention upward. Just think about the race. Think about the runner. Do you know that whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of a good report, whatever things are true, whatever things are godly, whatever things are kingdom-minded, whatever things are righteous, everything that's holy, these are the things I'm going to meditate on because I'm still building myself up. I'm going to stay ready for the race because I'm not going to lose focus here. There's a prize I'm trying to get to. An end I'm trying to meet. There's a finish line ahead of me. And, oh, God, I'm ready to go. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible about God that said, I looked for a man who would stand in the gap and build up the hedge, but I found none. But at this point, you're now saying, God, I'm so fired up, send me God. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'm willing to do it. Wherever you want me to go, God, I'm ready to go. You're ready to get out of the starting gate by now. You're ready. You know you're ready. You done been through some trials. You done been through some persecutions. Your body aches with pain because you've been exercising, you've been studying, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you're ready to go. But then God says, not yet. Because God has a plan. Isaiah says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So then we have to learn to wait on God. Because when we move outside of God, we find ourselves that we're moving and we haven't totally surrendered our life over to God. He's the master. He's the instructor. He's the one who holds the gun that lets us loose and says, okay, it's time for you to go. As much as we've been through, he still says that obedience is better than sacrifice. As much as we've given up, as much as we prayed, as much as we have prepared, you have to know that he's the one in charge. So, we waited to say, okay. But at this point, while we're waiting and we're on set, is then that you know that you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer because you've been through some persecutions and you've been through some trials and you've been through some tribulations. By this time, you've been through some disappointments and you find yourself still standing. You find yourself still in the race. You find yourself still calling upon God. You find yourself still worshiping him and praising him and thanking him for every single morning that he wakes you up. And at this point, you know that you've come so far that you will not be denied because you can begin to taste victory. Can you taste it? Can I tell you that victory is on this line? Can I let you know that not only is victory on this line, but victory is in your house? Victory, we can taste it. We've gotten so hungry for God, and we will not be denied the victory that he's promised us. So we have to look past our circumstances and our situations and begin to see the joy, because those circumstances, those situations, our children that may be in trouble, people are dying, everything seems to be falling apart, it's the cross that we're having to bear, and we're looking past it to see the joy that's lying ahead of us. And then when you get to ready, you're prepared mentally or physically by some experience or action. You're available. You're immediately available. You're just waiting for God to say go. You're just waiting on God. You're ready in season and you're ready out of season. And you're so pumped up. You're so primed up. You're so focused on God and you're focused on the prize that you know nothing can shake you. You taste the victory and you know that it's yours. And you're just ready, ready to go. And then it does come. You know that we follow after Christ in this because he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Remember, this race that we in is a race of faith, a race of endurance. So by the time you get ready, you pattern yourself after the Master. You have patterned yourself after the Lord Jesus Christ. You've exchanged your thoughts for his. You've taken on his mind. Let this mind be in you. You begin to look like him. You begin to hate evil because he hates evil. You begin to love the unlovely because he loves them. And then you begin to take on the character of God and the fruit of the Spirit. You begin to take on love, gentleness, kindness, self-control, temperance. You begin to take on the character of Christ. Because at this point, when you're ready, you've actually died to yourself. No longer about you. You've been buried with Christ Jesus. And you know, and I know, that the only thing left is for us to be resurrected with him. And you know that with the resurrection, there's victory and there's power. So God, I'm ready. Send me, Lord. And then you may ask the question, when, Lord? I'm so ready. I'm anxious to go. And then God rings that sound in your spirit. And he says, go. Now, go means to move on a course, to take a certain course or follow a certain procedure. Set your eyes on the prize. And don't lose focus. Don't stop until you cross the finish line. Run a race with patience and be anxious for nothing. Anytime you come up against an opposition, submit that thing to God, because you have to know that God is in your corner. He's rooting for you. He's rooting for me. And I implore you never to quit. I've had the opportunity so far to do many things for God. I've led prayer conferences. I've taught Sunday school. I've stood among people and ministered his word. I've washed people's feet. I fed the hungry, the naked. I've gone into prisons. And sometimes along the way, when you're getting beat up and going through the persecutions, and you're tired and you're weary, it may seem like you want to give up. But God put something on the inside of my spirit that tells me quitting is not an option. I passed quit long time ago. Quitting is not even a part of my vocabulary when it comes to running this race. Even as you begin to go, even as you are running this race, you still have to encourage yourself. You may not be able to find anybody in your time of need. But remember, you stayed pumped up, and you continue to stay pumped up through the word of God. You have to stay pumped up with your relationship with the Father. And you have to think of the positive things in your life. God is rooting for us. He never intends for us to fail. As I say, quitting is not an option. Failure is not an option either, because of who we run in this race for. You have to know that this race that you're in is not a 50-yard dash. It's not a 100-yard dash. It's not a marathon or triathlon or whatever they want to call it. This race is a race of endurance. Remember, it's not given to the swift, nor to this race is given to those who endure to the end. The prize is eternal life, and the reward is a crown of life. And the gifts that we gather along the way are souls, changed lives, of mended relationships, of hearts turned back to God, of those who now turn to the One, the Creator of heaven and of earth, the Creator, the One who made us in His image, the ones who are lost, the ones who are seeking a Savior, the ones who are looking for answers, the ones who want to get into the race. So if there's anyone under the sound of my voice who wants to be in this race with us, who haven't quite made it to the starting line, God is waiting. He hasn't closed the door. The door is open. And he's inviting you to come in and be a part of this kingdom race. There are so many benefits. It's a lot of work. And in this race, to learn to die to yourself so we can live eternally with him. I pray that there's something that might have been said, something that had been spoken over this line that would encourage you to keep on going, that would let you know that we're not alone, that let you know that although you may be going through some troubled times, trouble don't last always. It will not always be at the starting gate. We have to prepare, and we have to be ready. And when he gets us ready, we have to stay ready until he tells us to go. Remember, victory is ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Hunter, you
amen.
Can open the line.
Okay. All right.
But
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I want to know everybody tonight, it was a great time, and God used the word profoundly. And before opening the line, I said one thing. I want to thank you for your ability to teach. But one thing, as I was listening to, God brought to my attention to a young man named Luke. He told one of them, leave Luke at home, for he's not prosperous to me. The race I'm about to run, he might slow me up. Sometimes we who run in the race, we know we're ready to run the race, but we have to get ourselves tuned up and tuned in. You got your mindset on it. And as she mentioned about track, I remember when I was out in running track, the very first thing the coach told me, he said, I want you to look down that line and see how straight it is. Now, if you stay in your lane, you can win. Don't try to outrun everybody else. Just run your race. And running your race, you will accomplish what you need to do. I learned so much from that. That's been my motto for all my life. Run my race. Don't watch what somebody else do. Do what God told you to do. And so, with that open the lines, I will open the line. Praise the living God. Amen. All right, let's see. I'm on the line. I'm not going to call your name. I'm open the line. And you hear yours. The line is open. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, we're closing. Come back up to here. Hello? Hello?
I hear you. This is Valerie. I don't know if the lines are open.
Okay. Okay, yes. Let me see. One more time. All right, let me do
I hear someone.
The lines are open.
The lines are open.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And this is Mother McKenzie, and I'd just like to thank Sister Valerie for tonight's lesson. You know, I was just laying here, and it was just like I could just see, as you were talking, being prepared to just run. It seemed like I could see us walking and running. And every step that we take, we're getting closer and closer to the finish line. So we can't give up now, no matter how hard, how difficult, how disencouraged we get, and when we think we can't make it, we have to encourage ourselves that we don't have anyone else. Because he didn't put us in this race to drop out of.
Amen.
He put us in this race to finish the course. And the only time we finished the course is when he called us home. And we know and hear him say, well done, come on up a little higher. That we finished the race that we started for him, and that we didn't fall off to the side or to the curb on the way, but we made it all the way, trusting and holding on to his unchanging hand and never giving up, no matter how hard
Amen.
It gets. We
Amen.
In this to win and not to lose.
Amen.
But just keep on holding on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The line's open. The line's open.
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Esther. I want to thank the Lord. I was encouraged by those words, and it reminded me of what the sister said just a few minutes ago. I can remember when I turned 75, I was having a retirement party. I thought I was finished. And I have a birthday coming May 20, and I'll be 82. But I said the testimony part was because God told me, he said, you cannot retire until you die. And so that made me understand that we the finish. It's no giving up. We to run this race until the end, to the end. And so I just thank him because today I received a crown in the mail that said 40 years. And see, I've been running for 40 years. And so I was like, thank you, Lord. If you got 40 more for me to run, so be it. I can't retire. So I was encouraged by the woman of God that taught the lesson tonight, and I plan to hang on here to the end and see what the end going to be like. Amen.
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 Me too, Apostle.
Amen.
You know, I thought about, you know, Christ was on the live for 33 years, and 30
uh-huh.
of those years was preparation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, sir. 30
Amen.
Years he was in preparation
yes.
and 3
Amen.
Years of ministry.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The line's open. The line's
Praise
open.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Princess Love. And I just want to say to the sister and Apostle, happy birthday in advance, Apostle Esther. And, also to the sister that did a perfect teaching and so calm and so smoothing that I enjoyed it. And I thank you for pointing out to us the tools. Esther calls them keys, and a lot of people do call them keys. The tools, the keys that, you know, we can't give up because we are sealed until the day of redemption. So, but we do know that the Bible say that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I can understand that. I've been in the ministry going on 50 years, and I could not begin to imagine that there would be a time to quit. I've backslidden before, but I never quit God. I just wasn't walking in fellowship with him. But to actually, once you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, there's just no way you could ever, you can't forget God. You can't forget him. You might not be walking step by step or in fellowship with him, but you will never forget what he did for you that day, because the word of God teaches us that we pass, and that's what we use in the world too. The world term is they passed yesterday. We passed from death unto life, and the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we most people still are confused about water baptism, but it's a spiritual thing as well. It takes place on the inward part of you. We do it for the outward showing to let the world know what is happening to us. But we inside, when you were born again, we were buried with him, and we rose again a newness in Christ. So, yes,
amen.
This right is that's the
amen.
Promise. That's she mentioned the promises in the beginning of her teaching. And the promise is that there is going to be tribulation. There's going to be trials. There's going to be
mm-hmm.
adversity. Jesus, when he said, I come to not bring peace, but bring division, mother against son and son against father and all them that list he named off, it was the division because of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes in a house and you got a house full of people, there's going to be chaos because the one who just been quickened, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Amen.
Now
amen.
You
amen.
Have been quickened, and which means to be quickened means to be made alive. We were dead. And so
amen.
when you've been made alive, you can't do nothing but run on. Yes, it gets done. But then we count it all joy when we have these trials and when we're running alone. Sometimes it seems like ain't nobody else with us. But it's all good. And the tools she gives, this is what I tell all of my people, that the tools is by the renewing of your mind. You can't. Only reason I backslid was because I wasn't old enough in the Lord and had nobody mature enough to tell me, sister, this too will pass. I felt I
Amen.
Had sinned against
Amen.
God, and I condemned myself. But there is no condemnation when you're in Christ. When you've tasted and seen, no matter what kind of sin or stumble you've made, you ain't condemned. We have condemnation is beyond us. Read First St. John chapter 3.
Amen.
We know 16,
Amen.
But 17 and Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is no
Amen.
Condemnation to them that are in Christ. And like the sister so beautifully said, the beginning of the race is when you get in Christ, when you get in him. That's where the problem is. That's why we got people in the race who ain't never got in Christ. They in the race, they call themselves the same thing. It's Paul talks about it over in Timothy. He say, Hymenaeus and some other person, Alexander, the coppersmith, he's talking about all of them over there in Timothy, how they have gone and because of having loved this world.
For the world.
That's because
for the world.
They was marching along and didn't have the love of him that seals you and plants you and puts you in Christ. Oh, girl, I'm telling you, sister, we thank you for this wonderful night. God bless you a million times.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Bobby,
the line's open. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Sister Val, I want to thank you for that great, great, amazing teaching. And I, as well, pictured myself in the race. And I thank you for breaking down every word one by one so eloquently. You touched my heart in many ways tonight. And I just thank you for your time and your patience is really pouring into us tonight. So may God continue to bless you and refill you. And we all in this race. And like you say, we're not alone. We're going to run on to see what the end's going to be. Thank you so much for the victory and your teaching tonight.
Amen. 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 Anybody else on the line?
Amen. Praise
the
God.
Line.
Good evening, everybody. Just want to thank Sister Valerie for that passionate teaching on tonight, and thank you for letting me know why I should stay in the race. not only to stay in the race, but why I should stay in the race. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Love you much.
Amen.
Amen. The line open. Amen. The line is open.
I love the fact that even though we go through things that we may not understand, he doesn't bring them to allow them to break us, but they make us strong. That's where the iron sharpens iron. And, you know, if we don't exercise spiritually, we become weak. And it teaches us to stand, and it teaches us to focus and be steadfast and movable when we rely and we depend on God, because this race is faith. He said that he's coming back and he's looking for faith when he comes back. He's looking for people who are going to believe and not doubt, and who's going to walk in the gifts of the Spirit and in the fruits of the Spirit, and who's going to just seek after God. And so this message really blessed me. I was amazed that earlier today when we were on the line and as we discussed ready as the word for the week, that this is something that God had turned me to. And then when Pastor Greg, I was actually thinking about speaking on something else, and it just was concrete when he said it, when he spoke it out of his mouth, those words. And I began to think, God, you really, really want to say something to us. And I believe that that's the message that came from God, that he really wants to know that he is for us. And there's more.
Somebody go on mute, please.
Because greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. And so this message, this lesson blessed me and strengthened me to just go on in the things that I don't understand. And sometimes, you know, when you just in this time of stillness and we're looking at for direction and waiting on God, it's not that he hasn't made us ready for so many of us, but that not yet. We got an end game, and we win. Amen.
Amen.
The line is open. The line is open. Amen. Well, the one thing I would say, what the KASK radio station desires to reach and tell the untold about Jesus Christ. We do that by what we're doing tonight on the radio station. We reach out to Africa. We reach out to Alaska. We reach around the world, even in the Canada, all of the Middle East. And I tell everybody, you got somebody want to come online, just give that number. 714-868-0764. And I put it on Facebook what time we will be on different times, because the Lord has blessed me to bless others. My desire is to reach out and touch somebody. My desire is to reach out and help somebody understand some things that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get somebody like Sister Valerie. See, I met her. God got at her right now. God has many, many more that he's going to bring into the line. But we're moving to the next level. And before I go forward, I would like to say this to all of y'all. I thank God for everyone of you on the line. Some of you I've met, and some of you I've met personally. Some I walk with, some I talk with. But I will say this to you. Tomorrow night is going to be a night where this young lady, Dr. McClendon, is going to be on tomorrow night. But also, she's going to come on with the word L-O-V-E. She's a great teacher. And I say this to everybody tonight. After tomorrow night, when she finishes, I'm telling you ahead of time, I'm going on a journey but it's, I'm going to go into the hospital. I need your prayers. Not that I'm afraid, but I'm going into the hospital on the 10th, on the 4th, on Wednesday of this month. I ask you keep me in the prayers. I keep us in prayer. Because we're living in a time right now where we got the head man saying this, that, and other. And there are a lot of weak people out there not understanding what God is saying. It behooves us believers to come forward and say, no, that's not what's supposed to happen. If you're going to be a leader like Jesus was, Jesus said, I commit, he said, Father, he said, if it's your will, this cup. He took that cup. When you got a leader can take a cup and say, I'm doing something that I'm telling everybody not to do, but I'm doing something I'm doing for myself. And we have can't go, I just said it with love. Am I chastised, the president? No. The truth is in the word. And the more we bring forth the word on KSK radio station, the more we can tell somebody what Jesus is about to do. There are many out there that are sick, are hungry, don't know where to go. But God, our Father, still keeps us in point. And I tell you what I'm going to do. We got about 2 minutes left, but I'm going to turn you back over to Teacher Valerie Harris. God bless you. Valerie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining with us tonight. The core message that in this season that I bring is love, forgiveness, and second chances in God. And so, Father, I just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to break bread with your people. I thank you, Lord God, for your presence, your power, Lord God, for your instruction, Lord God, for your encouragement. Lord God, I cover each and every one with the blessed blood of Jesus Christ. I apply the blood to their families and to their homes, Lord, and all of their possessions. May you keep them safe, Father. And may you, Lord, keep them in your tender mercies, in your loving grace and care. Lord, I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you the praise. May their sleep be sweet. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So
amen.
I'd like to say good night, and God bless each
good
and
night.
Every one of you. Good night.
KSK Radio Station was live tonight. God bless y'all. See you next time around. Peace.